Spaghetti Ho. I heard Saha the Prince. If y'all know who that is. Damn, it's bright as fuck. I need to put my sunglasses on. I heard Saha the Prince rap earlier today. He freestyled with the LA Leakers. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm conditioned just to think differently about music right now. Yo, everybody that's like rapping really hard sounds just like Eminem. It just sounds like they're just trying to rap just to rap.
just to say shit. Just put words together.
He said, I figured out that silent and listen are the same word, just misspelled. And he did that Cassidy thing where he stopped. He was like, I figured out silent and listen, just misspelled. And that's exactly what they were like. They were like, oh, okay. I thought to myself, damn, bro.
They did not care.
Yeah, we have come so far. Listen, welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, where we are finally starting to finally talk about the finality of the final situation. It's the finals. I'm here today
with my guys.
Things of that nature. Riz.
Riz is disgusting. Riz
is like a Pokemon. Yo, Omar. Come on, bro. Come on.
Yeah. Somebody said. Somebody said. Somebody said on that TikTok, yo, Omar, yeah, like your shoulder doesn't move. Like, it's just.
My fucking eyes tweeting.
It's just a stiff, like. Everything is coming at once when you do it. Why are you not fluid?
No. The one I seen that killed me, somebody was like, why are you palming the basketball? Like,
why are you why your hand open?
Like, why are you holding the air while you walking away like that? I'm like,
I forgot what you even did. Hold on.
I tried to do the Duke Dennis, the unspoken.
No, I know you did, but I forgot like how you did it.
It was so awkward and stiff.
My shoulder was literally... Oh. And my hand was wide ass open like this. And then the other comments are like, yo, bro, that banana ass fit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they was on you. They was on you for your fit. Somebody compared you to
the trainer from Curious George. I died. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yo, this man is carrying a basketball, bro. Isaiah Thomas had ass.
Remember when they went back and forth about that? Who was y'all coach at the time? Was that Brad Stevens?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing one press conference. They were like, yo, bro, that's not a carry. Like, and if they go call that a carry, we just got to start calling all the carries. Anyway. Yo, Jerry, looking like a mustard packet is insane. I got the guys with me. I got Damo in the building. How you doing today, Damo?
I'm doing good, bro. Chilling. Another day, another dollar.
Okay. B-Souls, how you doing?
How am I doing? I'm scared. I ain't gonna lie, I'm scared.
Booty clenched. Man. Booty is clenched.
Booty clenched, bro. Steph Curry for 7 games. Up to 7 games.
Mm-hmm. Is the only decade the Warriors didn't, I mean the Celtics didn't win a title is the 90s?
The '90s, yeah. And honestly, a big part of that was because our future died. So
that's true. The 90s and the 2010s. They didn't win in the 2010s.
Yeah,
you're right. I listened to a documentary about Lynn Bias. Whole time I could think, all I thought to myself was, damn, bro, this is a lot for a crack addict. And Sage, how you doing today?
Good, bro. Just woke up. I'm lost. I don't even know what happened.
Okay, if you lost, let me catch you up. Gay son, thought daughter, or... daughter that's a Blasian, that's always going to tell you she's Blasian.
That one feels.
What are you trying to? What are you trying to push here?
All right. I'm gonna throw a twist in there. Gay son, thought daughter, bitter baby mama.
Not bitter baby mama. Just leave us get that out of here. I wouldn't care if my son was gay, so I guess gay son. So.
Good answer on Pride Month.
I tried to click the claps.
We gotta get Eli to do
Yo,
facts.
Shout out to MVP member. MVP member.
Like to see it.
We gotta get Eli to do facts, facts, facts. Hey, if you're new to this and you wanna be true to this, hit that join button. The join button gets you into the middle tier accessibility. You hit that at the middle tier, $4.99. That gets you into the Discord. Last night, Damo gave a lesson on, I'm not even going to say that word.
Fellatio?
Sexual. Can you?
It's fellatio. Come on, bro.
Cunnilingus?
Yeah, say those terms.
You can say that.
Okay. Taco eating. So Damo gave a lesson on taco eating last night. And I don't think you want to miss out on the next one. Because the next one is how to toss salads. So that's the $4.99 tier. That'll get you to the Discord. And last but not least, well, hey, if you want to tag any clips from this, hashtag let's keep it a buck, LKIAB, on every platform. And last but not least, this right here is a super chat.
Mm.
Andrew Thomas says, top five gay people for Pride Month. We will stop any and everything we're doing to read your super chat.
Just don't have these things to do. Don't.
That are at least $5.
Saucy Santana.
Top five.
Hey, 95%. 95%.
The oh no dude from Family Guy. Damn, he up there.
Okay.
He up there. Oh, he's a pedophile. No, that's Herb. Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
RuPaul. RuPaul gotta be on there.
Stewie Griffin.
Stewie's
OG. The black man from Unbreakable. I don't know his name, but if you've seen the show Unbreakable on Netflix, the black man on there is gay.
Lil Nas X.
That's a good question. Lil Nas X is top five. He's top five.
Franklin?
He's top
Ocean?
Five. The title?
He's not gay. Frank Ocean is bi.
He's bi.
Frank is bi. I'm just reading the chat.
Can't say Jesse. Jesse's canceled. He's a canceled.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. Jamal from Empire, top five. Jesse in general? Yo. No.
Here you go, Chad again, bro.
Somebody said SpongeBob is gay. That's crazy.
No way. They identified that man eight different times. SpongeBob was asexual for a month. It's crazy.
And he also was the mother by choice.
Yeah, right. He was a mom, a dad. He was fucking.
Do y'all really know? And we're gonna talk about the finals. We're really gonna get into the finals, break it down. Seriously, we're gonna get canceled for real. I don't know too many gay people, like for real. And like in Hollywood, at least. I don't know too many famous
in Hollywood,
gay people.
I don't. I was about to say.
I don't know.
Not openly gay people.
To be fair, though.
In creator world, I know a decent. Like half of the.
Is Birdman a top five gay person?
Is Bird?
Birdman and Diddy.
Are they top five gay people?
Yeah, top five gay people.
They don't want to push that. They don't want to have a conversation, dog.
Let's have that conversation. I see y'all get quiet.
Don't get quiet, man.
I ain't got much to say about it. You just a troll.
They said Diddy was gay, though, for real.
Diddy's gay. 50 Cent confirmed it, bro. 50 confirmed it.
I will say, what's it called? I also don't know. You see, I'm trying to keep the shades. I also don't know, like, any celebrities' names. So nobody let that, like, you know, I don't know any celebrities' names for real. People be telling me about actors and stuff like that, and I just be like, oh, yeah. I don't know who that is.
I didn't know who Amber Heard was till this trial, so.
It took me a good 5-10 minutes to remember who Johnny Depp was. That's how bad I am. I'm awful. I'm awful with names in Hollyweird. I'm just.
Name another movie Amber Heard has been in besides Aquaman.
I didn't even know she was in Aquaman.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I didn't
even see Aquaman.
I was like, who's Amber Heard? She's the girl from Aquaman. I didn't watch Aquaman.
I didn't see Aquaman. Like, who the fuck pay you tickets to watch Aquaman?
Come on, bro.
Bro, out there making dolphin noises just to win a fight. Bro, I'm good. Aquaman.
Oh, she was on Friday Night Lights.
Good for her. Not really.
She was on Pineapple Express.
Good for her.
I don't recognize her. That's the thing, bro. Which one was she?
She from Pineapple Express?
Yeah.
Angie Anderson. I don't know.
Was she the main protagonist woman, I guess? The female?
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at this like filmography. Okay. All right. She's a nobody. Thank you, dog. Thank you. Anyway.
Yeah, he can't even take the Aquaman can't even take Mr. YSL over there. Can't take the YSL pup on land.
Somebody, crazy. Chris said she's Seth Rogen's high school girlfriend.
Oh, and does Zach and Mary make a porno?
No.
No, high school girlfriend. I'm sorry.
Pineapple Express. Okay. Anyway, let's get into the real meat and potatoes. Give the people what they want. Celtics, Warriors, Steph Curry's legacy on the line. I think Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Ime Udoka, Al Horford, Grant Williams. Not going to lie. Surprising to say this about Boston. They're doing this for black folks. Crazy, right? In a town like this. Hey, I'm trying to spin the narrative. And by default, because the Warriors have a white coach, Silicon Valley, white, you know, GM or whatever. I don't know, bro. This is a race thing now. Y'all spin it. Come on, bro. Y'all give me something. No,
Kirk can go to the cookout, though.
Kirk coming to the cookout, so I'm not confirming this.
Yeah.
He can drop off a plate. He can donate something or drop off a little.
Donate something.
You want him to donate versus the children? What kind of cookout you got going on?
Yeah, he can bring like...
You want that motherfucker to cook for your shit.
Bring some plates. B-Souls, you're nervous. Tell me what this finals means to you. Look at this nigga.
He's everything. No cap.
Oh. W podcast.
Nah. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, I went through a lot of pain as a Celtics fan the last 5 years. You know, just to even get there, it's just like, oh, God. We're really here. I'm saying nothing to lose. I'm excited.
Nothing to lose?
Lose the finals.
Aside from losing the finals.
You think I saw people earlier this week who was like, man, I think they're trying to drum up the Celtics. I ain't gonna lie. And this isn't no disrespect to them, but
go do it.
People, oh my gosh, this team, I mean, they were on the verge of breaking up at the All-Star break. This was crazy. And now look at them. Who was trying to break up the Celtics at the All-Star break?
Yeah.
I don't know if like the management was actually trying to do it, but there were definitely a lot of conversations about spitting up.
I hosted them. I was like, yo, Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. Can they work? Come on, bro.
No one's I asked those personally. Like, yo, who would you rather keep, Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum?
I said Jaylen Brown. So
yeah, that's the funny part. People were saying Tatum, man. I've been told people with the Clippers and the Celtics, bro. I don't think they need a point guard play. I don't think they need to trade one or the other. I don't even think they need a point guard playmaker. They just got to make better decisions. You just got to wait on one of them to make better passes. That's it.
Also, Marcus Smart is literally the perfect point guard for that duo.
Yeah, so it's like for y'all that beg for like a Rubio. Rubio would be nice, but like he wouldn't be better than Marcus Smart for that team.
Nah.
I think the thing about these teams, and you know, kind of rightfully so, they saw a lot of success like way too early. So it kind of set the benchmark for them and what they had to do and, you know, where they had to be at X time. I think that's an unfair judgment of them. In hindsight, I guess since you're saying people were saying that, breaking up a pair of 25-year-olds is kind of crazy.
It's nasty. 6'7" 25-year-olds, too.
Yeah, two top 25 players. We're not talking about anybody, you know, pushing 30 or whatever. They're 25. I don't know.
Yeah, and then they were going to do it for a guy that's barely better than either at best. Like, oh, let me get
Cat. Wait, who was it? Oh,
like, Cat? It was like Brown for Cat or Beal, and I'm just like, there's people on Twitter arguing that Brown's better than both right now. I probably disagree, but it's just like, why would you do it? So,
Man, ain't gonna lie, Cat.
Cat's nasty.
It kind of sounds nice.
Yeah, but Cat still like that. I'm not getting it twisted, but it's just like.
You think Cat sounds nice over either one of them two?
I'm just saying, if he was on the Celtics, right, he's in a system where he doesn't have to carry the defense. So I'm assuming he gets better defensively. He essentially replaces Al Horford's role on offense. And Rob Will is still at the five. I mean,
that results in y'all playing Pritchard and Whitemore, though. And I don't think you want
them. You don't trust PP?
No, I do, but not heavy minutes. Not 30 minutes. No, like, I think their game is perfect for 25 under. I don't think they should be playing like 30.
But regardless, I mean, it is what it is. That's in the past. You see what I'm saying? We're here now. We're in the Bay.
We arguing that bullshit.
I was about to say, without, if y'all would have had Cat, y'all wouldn't be in the finals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd stamp that. Yeah, Giannis, what do you put up? 35 on y'all? Yeah, 38.
Bam out of bio would have looked like KG.
Mm-hmm.
No,
y'all
okay.
Y'all would have got cooked.
So.
That's true.
Warriors and their legacy. I'm not going to lie. If Stephen Curry pulls this off, Western Conference Finals MVP.
Yuck.
Finals MVP.
Yeah.
Won the finals. He's better than Kobe.
Oh, okay.
You going that far with it?
That's just for him. That's just for him.
Yeah. That's the first time.
I just
time.
Took the cues.
No, no, that's cues. The first time ever on this podcast he dropped a bomb and then clarified it was him. Crazy.
No.
That's how
explain,
you know
explain. How is he better than Kobe?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Elaborate,
go ahead.
Bro.
I saw that, gang.
I mean, when we talk about light skin versus dark skin. No. On a serious note. If we're having a conversation, I think that this finals right here is one of those Curry movers, like legacy movers. Mm-hmm. The question is, how far up does he go? So with that being said, where do you think that Curry lands if all these things that I just laid out are true? Finals MVP, Western Conference Finals MVP. They win the finals. He is clearly the best player. What does that do for him legacy-wise?
I mean, for me personally, that'll put him probably 6 on my list. That's 6 to 8 range, somewhere around there. Yeah,
that's a big jump. Like, where was it? Where is he right now?
Debatable on that motherfucker, to be honest.
11.
And he moves.
He's 11 right now. Nice. He takes Magic's spot, and everyone from Magic down moves down on my list. Man, I run an MMA system with my list. In terms of these new guys that's constantly moving up, man, it's the MMA system. Yeah. I can't say you're the greatest point guard of all time, you have to be at least one ahead of like the guy I think that's the GOAT. I thought Magic was the GOAT. Well, Magic was the GOAT point guard. I have Magic 6 on my list. Curry is over Magic.
I think right now my top 10 is like top 3 are MJ, LeBron, Kareem, and then the rest you can mismatch depends on the day. You know what I'm saying? How are you feeling that day? I already had KD and Curry in that category, but I was like, you can't really argue, you know, up to 6 or 8. But if Curry gets this one, I ain't gonna lie. If you say Curry over Bird, hey, you got it, bro. If you say Curry over Kobe, Hakeem, you got it. You got it. Tim Duncan, you got it. Right now, it's a harder argument, but if he gets 4 and a finals MVP, the impact is already there. Ain't gonna lie, longevity is becoming a little underrated with Curry.
I was gonna bring that up. I was gonna bring up the thing with Curry. This ring does is, I believe he already should be in top 10 talks. Personally, the thing it does is it ruins the shock value for him, which is kind of huge. Like this is a guy that is arguably the greatest offensive talent in terms of production plus eye test or whatever. And then on top of that, he has shit like greatest shooter, all that other semantic bullshit. But now that he's gonna have essentially dominated an era every time his trio was healthy, that's damn, bro. So it's I'd say I wouldn't put him above Kobe, but then again, I ain't gonna lie, like I ain't got bias for Kobe, but even then I probably wouldn't. But anywhere between like even 5 through 10, I wouldn't get mad at. But I think the MJ LeBron type tier, I think that's just a whole different.
That's still
one.
More.
Yeah, 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 that's still unfortunately.
I was about to say I had a conversation with somebody. He was wrong about a lot of stuff, but essentially that 5 through 10 range. Curry can never, not 5 through 10, but that 1 through 5 range, Curry could never crack no matter what he does the rest of his career simply because of defense. And if we're being serious about trajectory, like Curry won't get another final, not a finals. He won't get another MVP.
Who's won't make
you might share the sentiment, but what about like Magic? He wasn't a chair on defense, but idiotic.
Yeah. Magic and Bird are two players that are synonymously in everybody's top 10.
Wait, I don't think I understand. Yeah, for me, Magic can't do anything to get into the top 10. I mean, to the top 5 because his.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I just was clarifying. Like I don't know if
you. Oh, you saying? Oh, you saying if? Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
damn, and I don't want to be held to this.
If you don't have Magic top five, then that's consistent. So, like,
yeah. that's when they get to the that's when they get to the conversation about niggas knowing basketball. No particular order, chat, comments, all that stuff. MJ, Bron, Kareem. I'm probably doing Tim and Shaq, no cap.
I got Tim and Kobe. That's what I have. Kobe five. I have Kobe above Shaq.
Okay,
that's the only difference. I have the same like literally my top five in order is Bron, MJ, Kareem, Duncan, Kobe. That's my top five.
And my top five favorite is different.
Yeah, Bill Russell and Magic. Go ahead, go ahead.
Is in your top five?
Mm. I mean, I got Bill 9 and I got Magic 6. So
I'm telling you, after the three.
It's all mismatch everywhere.
Yeah, I'm about to say. And for me personally, it's after the two. I think again, and I've had this hot take forever, and I will forever say it, bro. Anybody in the top 10, you can, in the nastiest way, shape, and form, argue GOAT. I think it just nasty after LeBron and MJ. I think those two are just like, bro, who ain't? Like, you're just being hot take head at that point. But, yeah, Curry could go as high as fucking three if he really, really wanted to make the case. But he probably, for me, probably just barely out the five, but on a random day, I might put him in the five. Like it's Curry, bro. I don't know what's going on, and that's why I really can't wait for him to ball out this series. If he disappoints, he disappoints, and we'll talk about that when it happens. But I really can't wait for him to ball out, bro. Because niggas is acting like Steph Curry wasn't. Like they say he changed the game, bro. When someone says Kyrie or Dame better, but then we talk about him being an all-time player. Now we act like he ain't changed the game.
I feel like whatever case you have is whatever case you have. Like, truly, this finals doesn't really move that needle. It does move the needle for, like, you know, the casuals, you know, the Stephen A. Smiths. And unfortunately, those conversations are a majority of casual conversations. So in that sense, it matters. But realistically, if we're being completely honest, at least to me, it doesn't really move much. Like, he's already cemented his legacy for me. A finals MVP and an extra championship doesn't really validate any of that. It's already validated for me. So
well, let me say, I actually take that back. I do have Magic in my top five. I might have to move somebody out, but I'm not saying. I don't know. I love Magic Johnson. I ain't gonna lie. And I'm trying to be objective and not like take my personal biases into it. But I do love Magic. But the question is there a cap as to how far Curry can move up for you guys? I know Sage answered, but Damo and Bissos, can he only move up to X spot?
Yeah, he can't. I don't think he's cracking top five after this ring. Not this one. This isn't the one that cracking top five. I feel like that my, like you said, right now.
Ever. Like, can he ever get any higher?
Yeah.
Oh, ever? Oh, 100%. Yeah. If he back-to-backs, what the fuck?
I'm about to say, if he gets, I'm telling you right now, he'll get four after this one, because, again, Warriors and five, but he'll get four after this one, then say he backs the back, that's five. God forbid he gets a three. That's insane.
I want y'all to understand how ridiculous Curry's career gets from 4-4. That's why everybody's doing the top 10 thing right now. Because the thing is, okay, everybody's top 10 is so fucking fluid. Curry's in the top 10. Shit, we see him as one of the greatest ever. Curry gets five. A lot of people about to get mad. Cause it's just
a lot
like,
of these gonna get super
that mad. That career is insane. A five-time champ, Steph Curry, three without KD, two without the the LeBron whatever bullshit. Yo, oh my god.
I think his cap for me is three. He could never be.
Yeah, I'd say it would take Curry having longevity better than LeBron's, which would be him potentially three-peating or winning three out of the next five, because Curry would have to go out here and legit. First of all, let me be clear. In media perspective, and truthfully, might even my own, in order to even sniff passing LeBron or MJ, you got to pass one of those two. So I don't think tying them in rings will even. I don't think Curry, if he goes down with just four, will even ever be considered better than LeBron. If he gets to the fifth, depending on how he does it, of course, that may open the conversation. But Curry's longevity is starting to become disgustingly underrated. So
he just got to be better possible. Than Kareem. He just has to pass Kareem longevity wise. Kareem's the second longevity goat behind Bron. Mm-hmm. You do better than Kareem. I feel like the consensus top three is always, at least objectively, Bron, MJ, Kareem. Mm-hmm. You have longer longevity, Kareem. LeBron is projected to get most points all time. You fuck around and get three you get the three, maybe even the two. God forbid you pass Kareem. And that's just Curry being god awfully.
That's all I'm saying.
It has to be something crazy. Like, he would have to do something crazy to do it. Yeah, but he's capable. I think he's capable.
I think he's pretty far, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look that up while we're sitting here and wait.
He already has the most threes, which I that's already insane to think about in terms of everyone else that was on that list. He already like has
3 years
it.
Ago. Yeah, it's already, like, what the fuck?
He already has the record, like, for the most threes. Like,
again, Curry changed the game when you compare him to all these other guys, but then we compare him to the players we supposed to compare him to. Now he ain't shit. It's so hypocritical. That's why. But then that's why everybody thinks Curry's the most dick suck player simultaneously, because his fans are dumb, toxic, and annoying. But it's just like, the fact that we're talking about him, how like LeBron was talked about in his prime, should be a red flag to everybody. Like, we're always comparing LeBron to every other player in the goddamn league, but when we compare him to MJ, now it's, whoa, you're going too far. If the same shit's happening with Curry, shouldn't that tick some off that Curry's about that type shit?
All I'm gonna say is, like, the 2015 finals, you know, him not getting the finals MVP already happened, right? Mm-hmm. The 3-1 lead that's blown already happened. So I just ask y'all, like, what do y'all, like, want from him?
Yeah,
he's not gonna be a defensive player caliber of the year defender. If the time was there, it already passed. So I'm just asking y'all, like, what the fuck can he do to be in those conversations? I would say winning and longevity. He's doing the winning part right now if he wins. Mm-hmm. Longevity, it's a matter of time. So at that point, it's like, y'all just on Curry's dick, bro.
His longevity is about to be fucking wild, bro.
He's 19,000 behind Curry. 19,000 points. He just hit 20,000 this season. He's 19,000 points away. So how long has Curry been in the league for?
He'd have to play another 8-9 seasons in order to get there, and that's at 2,000 points a season. And he does not score 2,000 points a season.
He doesn't.
2,000 points a season was his 2021 season, where
he
averaged 32 a game.
So yeah, he ain't getting ring. He ain't getting ring. He's not getting.
But top five though, hey.
He could be top five in scoring.
He's arguably the greatest offensive talent already statistically.
I think that these, like, that conversation, the Kareem, the LeBron, the MJ conversation, as like undeniable, undisputable GOAT of your era, your league. People are like not even questioning what's going on. You are like so generational. You're getting acknowledgement by a bunch of people. You're on both sides of the ball, dominating at some point in your career. And I think for people that's where that hang up is going to be. The dominance on both sides of the ball is what's going to keep him from being in that top three. Now, again, we can hyperbole it. If he gets another 5 rings, hey, niggas is going to be mad. But I just can't see. I don't see that happening. And then two, somebody would still make the argument like, yo, dominance on the both sides of the ball is so important.
Y'all better not have Bill Russell in your top five. I have Bill, he's in my top five for different reasons, but if you're going to pull that card, can't have Bill Russell in your top five, bro. Because he was only dominant on one side of the court. So,
top three is different than top five, though. I think for people, it's tiers within the top 10. So then you got your top three, and then you might got like 4-5, 4-5-6 or whatever. And then the rest of it is kind of like very, very interchangeable. But top three is like out of here type, like out of here.
But and it's not even disagreeing with you. That's fine. If you were the masses, that's cool. The people in chat, the people that's going to be in the comment section are mad that Curry will be in a top five or even a top 10 conversation because he doesn't play defense. So I'm just here to say, like B-Soul said, Bill Russell can't be but so high. And Magic Johnson shouldn't be in your list at all. Truth be told, because that's just dangerously inconsistent. I could argue hella players over Magic if it's about playing two sides of the ball. Endless players. Shit, where's Kevin Durant? Can't be but so high on your list as well. The fuck?
You finna say Tracy McGrady or something?
Yeah, like I say niggas dead hypocritical. y'all know how that shit go though, bro. It's truthfully, it's because he's 6'3", light skinned, and Under Armour, but that's a different subject for a different day.
As long as he's unanimously above KD now, God, let's stop those conversations. God,
that was a conversation.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's sad. That's all I gotta say about that. That's super sad.
Bro joined his team. No, I don't even. That's for Dama. No cap. For anyone that wanna argue though, the Q&A will be at the end. So
Q&A will gladly stay be tuned. At the end.
But, hey, shout out to the 1,200 people in here, bro. Like,
facts, no fictions. Mommies. These are our finals predictions. I'm having it come to fruition.
Kawhi Topper. Crazy thing is though, by chat logic, Kawhi got to
be like 5 seconds thicker than next one.
No, I was letting it breathe. Okay, that was the silent listen. And when he said it though, I was in the car like, Okay, one time for the people that didn't hear, let's give our finals predictionis right now. Warriors, I ain't gonna lie. Wiggins tears his ACL.
Oh, okay.
Who's
what?
I'm not taking that.
I'm playing. Oh my God.
God forbid.
It's a joke.
That's an awful joke.
That's a terrible joke.
You said Warriors in five?
Wiggins tears his ACL.
I said Warriors in five. What
the fuck? I thought she was gonna be on my side, B Souls.
No.
Facts.
I feel like it's gonna come down to a Moses Moody open three. We're gonna find out a lot about that man. I think this goes to six, and I think I have Celtics coming out at six. No cap.
You change your pick, for real? I got Celtics in six as well. I'm gonna stick to it. Like last stream, it was a troll, but now I'm sticking to Celtics in six. I ain't gonna lie. I like how we match up defensively, and then offensively we have a couple mismatches to take advantage of. It's not gonna be easy. I'm not saying it's easy. Also, our lack of experience compared to theirs is, you know, it's worrying me. But if I were to pick, I'm picking Celtics in six. Call me biased. I don't care. It's your boy.
I think it will be Warriors in seven. I wouldn't be shocked if it ends in five. And no, that's not me trying to cover Warriors in five, six, or seven. But I wouldn't be shocked if it ends early, but I do think it's going to go distance. And I got Warriors in seven.
Yeah, a lot of faith. I like it. I like the faith.
I think it's going to be a good series.
I live in reality. I live in
I wouldn't be shocked.
I live thinking of greatness. And I watched this man, Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond, overcome my GOAT. I don't know what to tell y'all. I don't know.
Hold on.
Yeah, I know you saw it, and I knew you was going to bring it up immediately. Come on, that's bro. Why I started laughing.
Come on, Mad Dog Russo. Come on, bro. Koozie.
This is a Come troll. On. This is. A
I'll
troll.
Give you. I'll give you the slightest leeway for Oscar and West. Slightest, but Koozie, bro.
He wanted to be on the screen.
Come on, bro.
He wanted to be on the screen.
Not Worcester's finest. Come on, bro. Come on.
He's
come
trolling.
On,
he's trolling. He's trolling.
You don't know. B-Sos took a history class. Had to.
Nobody that saw them play live knows how to work a super chat.
Let's not forget.
How about that?
Let's not forget.
How about that, bro? I'm Worcester's finest.
How far is Worcester from like Boston?
Like an hour and a half. No.
that's crazy. Bob Cousy was pulling up on like a cart and a horse. Let's go through some of these super chats. Jose Rose says the trade JT/JB narrative to start off the year was getting a little out of hand when teams been thirsty for solid wing players for a while now. Yeah, that's why I didn't understand it, to be quite honest with you. Literally, you have two of the hottest assets, not only just by like ranking in the league, but just the thing that people want the most. And you're like, you know what? We should trade them, bro. This is crazy. No,
trade one.
Here again, it makes sense. Though, at the beginning hypocrisy of NBA media continues. Here we are, literally talking about Curry not being top 5 or 10 because of two-way playing, yet simultaneously. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are so fucking valuable for it. But then again, we talk about trading them. Y'all niggas don't know even what y'all want, for real. It's crazy.
What would a finals MVP do for Higgins Wiggins? Is he still
Higgins
a bust?
Wiggins of Andrew? Come on, bro. Higgins
Wiggins. Is Andrew Wiggins still a bust?
If he gets a finals MVP? I ain't gonna lie.
A finals MVP might change that. Because it would be like, okay. Like, hear me out. Because I'm more so on Dom's side of know that, like, people don't understand what a bust is. But a finals MVP, it's weird because he would have to outplay Steph to get it, essentially. For the most part. Unless Steph got hold. For the most part, he'd have to outplay Steph. If he were to do that, against a generational defense, that's kind of coming up huge in a big moment. So that's kind
of that's gonna be a hell of a performance on the biggest stage.
But I 100% I know Dom got a counter, and I'm not telling you, Dom, right now. I don't disagree with a word you about to say. Because all right, again, people don't know what a bust is. So
I would say he's still a bust. I might say you might want to hold that because you never know what I'm going to say. Because
that's fair enough.
You hate to be the never mind. I thought Don was going to.
You be wilding. Fair enough.
Yeah, but no. In all seriousness, if anyone that thinks Wiggins is a bust, name me the last bust that was also an All Star or All Star contention player. Name a bust that's an All Star contention player or that was an All Star.
It may be a lot. I just don't have draft class in memory.
A lot of All Stars that nigga was never.
By my definition of a bust, I won't say yeah, a lot, but by my definition of a bust, my definition of a bust is what you're expected to do. I don't go by player comparisons; people are stupid. But what were you expected to do, and what you ended up becoming? So Wiggins becoming a suitable third, fourth role player versus supposedly being like a superstar. Not even saying Maple Jordan, but a superstar in the league, one of the best scorers in the league. The fact that that isn't the case, it's just like, damn, what the fuck?
What are I know, man.
But obviously, it's different tiers, like Dragon Bender, fucking Hashim the Beat. Like, there's different tiers, of course.
And those are genuine busts.
Those are busts. Like,
but that's my thing. If you gotta say one nigga's a bust and another nigga's a bust, like, all right, bro, what are
look
we doing?
Look at the autofocus.
It's tiers of it. There's roles of like good players. You say there's good players, and then there's great players.
But still, I personally can't say a nigga's a bust because of a media narrative when it's been proven at least over these last 5 years when I really looked at it. These motherfuckers don't know how to do their jobs. These niggas evaluating talent don't know how to do their job. That's my sentiment with it. I can't say a guy's a bust because fucking Tom Schwartz, who's a ESPN scout analyst, says, oh, yeah, bro, Bruno Caboclo is 2 years away from
Bruno Caboclo. Okay, Giannis Jr.
Take the media hype away from it. During that time, if I were to say Andrew Wiggins is going to be a perennial all-star in the NBA, would you bat an eye?
No.
We'd be like, all right,
I would say he should be.
Exactly.
You'd be a hater if you didn't agree with that.
And his career pans out to the tune of he's a one-time all-star.
And people don't even want him to have that all-star.
I don't think he's a bust. Listen, and this is how deep my shit goes. And this is where, so y'all will gauge where I'm at. And y'all can just be like, okay, I just won't agree with Dom. Andrea Bargnani is the bar for what I think is the very least you have to do to not be a bust. Andrea Bargnani. That is the fucking line.
It's crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
And that's why I said that's where I'm at with it. I personally don't think Andrea, I don't know bust that average 20 points a game a season. You say
Bargnani is not a bust, or he
not
is
a bust. He's the very bar. If you're not giving me at least Andrea Bargnani, I think you're a bust. But again, that's how would I have evaluated you? What do I think you are coming out of? Well, at least for recent players, obviously niggas like Andrea Bargnani, it is what it is. It's just hindsight looking back. But with these guys like a Wiggins, with these other guys, which I pay attention to a lot of the draft, if I never thought you was going to be that, I'm not going to get mad if you're not that. But if I expect you to be something, and if I see it, if I really believe in the hype too, then yeah, I would say a guy's a bust. A guy like Lonzo Ball, the hype Lonzo Ball got, I don't think he's a bust. Like, a lot of niggas just overhyped him because of LaVar Ball. I can't say he's a bust because you niggas listened to his dad say he was better than Stephen Curry and Steve, and they talked about it for 30 minutes. I'm not going to say he's a bust because of that, bro.
Yeah, from my standards, the thing with Lonzo, I can't, technically, if he were to retire right now, yeah, I'd call him it. But the thing with Lonzo is I feel like he lost 2 years of his career. I think he was just set up for fucking failure. His dad did what his dad did. People act like they wouldn't do it if he was a father, blah, blah, blah. And then he was set up to win on a team of LeBron James frame one. That's not going to happen. Then he got sent to New Orleans. We know how that goes. was told to stay in the corner. He's a playmaker. But he actually evolved despite that, became a good shooter, and now he's in Chicago, and then he gets hurt. So if I guess he keeps unfortunately getting unlucky, blah, 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 then yeah, at the end of the day, I'd call him a bust. But I feel like he lost 2 years of his career, and I feel like he has hella potential still.
I don't know. To me, I'd still say he's a bust. I mean, coming from my perspective, I love Marcus Smart. I personally think he's still a bust.
He's a bust, yeah.
Just because when he was drafted, he was supposed to be our star point guard. You can argue, no, I ain't gonna lie, but you know, he was supposed to be our perennial all star point guard. Getting comparisons to like D Wade and all these athletic small guards. I'm telling you, bro, these were the comparisons.
I remember the comparisons, and I'm looking like souls. Did you see D Wade when you looked at Marcus Smart?
No.
At Oklahoma?
Yeah. I hold people to my expectations. That's what I'm saying. I don't hold them to that nasty ass comparison that you see in both NBA and NFL. NFL's worse. Oh my god, it'll be like George Pickens is Calvin Johnson or some shit like that. I don't do that shit. Like the Kobe Gobert meme that we do all the time. I don't do that, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But like, so I get it. I compare them to my own. You're not lying. Those are narratives that are pushed. That is genuinely what they said. That was the expectations put on all the fans, all Celtics fans, the day of the draft by all the talking heads on TV. You're genuinely right about that. But if you didn't believe that, I don't think he should be held to that standard, at least by you.
I'll say, going into that draft, it was like, I don't see it right now, but he has the tools. If he really reaches his potential to, like, you know, be somewhat – not top 15 all time, but, you know, play style wise, being a 20 point per game scorer, you know, good defense, can create his own shot. I saw that potential, and he just didn't fulfill it. You know, scoring wise, just missed the mark by that much. So to me, still a bust, but at the same time, he could still be a really good player. Wiggins, a bust to me, still a really good player at this point. Lonzo Ball, to me, again, a bust, still a really good player. So.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, the thing about the word bust is just the word itself. If it was like didn't live up to expectations, nobody would bat an eye because that's just true. But the word bust is kind of like the word mid, where you say it and now everybody's like heart hurt type shit. So I think we all agree that Wiggins, Lonzo, et cetera, didn't live up to their expectations at this moment in time. But yeah, call him a bust is where people get in their feelings. So.
I'd call him busty. So,
oh wow.
Brandon Graham says, "What would you do if your BM baby mama, black man, tweeted that she's getting dropped off, put through the mattress every night by someone else, while prego with your kids?"
Is this Greg Guap? Is this
like, no? It's not. It's not.
Dropped off.
What would you do if your baby mama tweeted that she's getting dropped off? Put through a mattress every night by someone else while prego with your kids.
What is put through the mattress every night?
Getting fucked. But
that's
the dropped off part threw me off, but just getting, so basically my baby mama's pregnant, getting fucked. I mean, I just like,
that's not my girl no more.
See, I wouldn't even mess with a bitch like that, but I guess
damn, she gotta be a bitch. It's crazy.
She has to be a bitch to do that, yes. By law.
Yo,
tweeting about it, right? Yeah, fuck it.
This is me tilting my brim. Yo, just discovered y'all's podcast like a week ago, and I binge watched a lot of your past pods. Y'all funny.
Period. Poo.
Yo, you're disgusting.
You see my lip?
Nasty. Y'all nasty.
Is that a Tommy hat? That's crazy.
Crazy, oh my god.
Appreciate you, brother.
That's the time.
Yeah, appreciate you.
It is.
Hunter says this. Hunter says, this is for Damo. Thanks for the gifted in the TSO only stream. If you know, you know.
Nigga, need another TSO town hall, no cap. We gotta start claiming TSO, bro.
That's a fact.
Hey man, y'all do what y'all gotta do.
Big TSO.
Sage never approved of this. This is crazy.
He just woke up. He saw the town hall.
I just saw that shit.
Yo, I explained it in the space too. I was just bored. I'm like, all right, guys. Today's the day funny. We become TSO.
It was funny, so I ain't mad.
It got too real too fast. I be joining random spaces and I be looking. All you see is TSO this, TSO yes. that. Yeah, and niggas request to come up, and they be like, all right, bro, who is these TSO niggas? Who are these TSO
niggas? Yeah, there was one space Damo was in, and it was his turn. Like, they were doing the raise hand thing. It's like, and TSO next. God
damn. Do y'all still see people with the low mask on Twitter? Because I do.
There was one guy, and he got cooked for it.
Nah, I ain't seen that shit in a minute.
Oh, man.
Manny says, big O-Mezzy. Are those Tom Ford shades I see? Yes, they are. Adam says, what level does Steph have to play at, and how long does he have to play at that level in order to suit you guys' longevity argument?
As long as he doesn't get below, like, 2013 Steph for the rest of his career. Like, as long as he don't have no drastic fall off on some Kobe shit, yeah, that'll be fine. I know he's CP0, but like Chris Paul, if he has his rival level of longevity, dog, y'all gonna get pissed. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all gonna get pissed.
If Curry got 5 dominant years left in him, he's 33. If he has
three Curry years is like 5 CP3 years. Exactly. Dog.
Three that Curry years are nasty. Woo. Four more Curry years. Let's say he wins a chip or two. And then for the rest of his career, like however long he wants to play, this nigga's coasting between 19 to 15 points a game, still just running up 3-point record. Yeah, y'all it's going to look crazy.
A nigga said he was in the microwave for 5 seconds. Crazy.
Fuck them niggas. We have 1,500. Yeah, yeah. Ivan says, what do y'all think about Draymond's comments on Curry being double-teamed more than Durant? It's factually true.
He wasn't wrong about that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like Kevin can feel how he wants. He's on the court. I guess we know nothing because we weren't on the court. But what I saw on my television was a guy getting very much the point of emphasis, which is Harrison Barnes with way better talent. So
I can't wait till the day like all the media members are off TV and it's just like players doing it for real.
Yeah. I don't know. Just players? I don't know.
Wait, just players what?
Well, let me say like a good moderator, but yeah. A good, all just players.
You want nothing but players on television. Just talk about it.
That's
not. Can he beat him?
That's not the worst, but it far from the best.
And legend. Damo, look at the NBA YouTube. I don't know.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. If we're being honest, let Kenny open that door for the rest of us. No, hey. Cav. Let Kenny open that door. Yeah. Let Kenny open that
television.
Door.
Yeah,
come on. Hey, that's next Ernie, bro. Come on, bro.
Hey, if Kenny get on television.
Kenny the next Ernie?
Kenny, if Kenny's, let's say this, Kenny's first take, bro, I'm just trying to get on Sports Nation.
I watch every day.
Call me Marcel Wiley. I'm applying for Sports Nation. That's it. I don't need nothing crazy. Just give me a little 2-3 slot, nigga. I'm good.
All they're gonna do is ask you the same question.
Kendrick Perkins that hoe.
It's gonna be July. So the Cowboys are making headlines again. All right, bro. Right, don't nobody wanna answer that bullshit.
I will.
Oh my god. Winter says, bro was born in 57. That's in reference to Bob Cousy.
Yeah.
They got Popeye. Says Nathan, I think that's in reference to the dog in the back. I can't say. I think it's a Mickey Mouse reference. I don't know. Or maybe he's talking about the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Move on.
I'm just saying. Y'all remember when Popeye's came out with new chicken? Okay.
They fishing.
Anyway, stabbed over a chicken sandwich. I'll never forget that day.
Right. That was a crazy
wasn't too far from me.
The chicken sandwich stabbing?
There was one over here. I swear to Jesus, someone got stabbed over chicken sandwich like 30 minutes from me.
Let's do this one real quick because I think we can.
I don't know what to say.
I was not expecting him to be like, oh yeah, that was down the block.
Like I swear on everything I love, just true. rest his soul, of course.
That was on the east side.
I don't know if he passed. If he did, rest his soul.
If he ain't passed, that nigga's not stabbing hard enough. No cap.
There was some stabbed right like there. That dude you put in spaces earlier. That's probably how he got stabbed.
Did y'all see? Never mind. We cannot say nothing about that. That nigga said.
He had a bullet point.
They got a bit pencil.
Bitch ass woman. No cap. What's it called? Amber Heard trial ends. It's in conclusion.
It was one in Bowie
too. It's over with. We lost like 400 people. Amber Heard trial ends. It's in conclusion. Shit's over with. Y'all can go back to y'all regular lives. I don't think too many people cared. She was found. Well, it's the conclusion of it is very sticky. They were both found liable.
You wanna?
Or you talking shit about my chicken sandwich? Yo, TSO you Domo was, there, bro. Oh, God.
You say he was down the block.
they caught TSO, guys. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Rico charges incoming.
That's crazy.
That's insane. Yeah, they were both found liable. Both of them have to pay some money back. The defamation thing is the thing to like really, really harp on here. But
dang, we just lost 200. This is great. Go.
Hey, they came for basketball talks. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah,
that was crazy.
We might have to get out.
Y'all don't get out of here with this bullshit.
That's just funny, bro. We lost 200 in like 5 minutes.
You don't talk about this goddamn peel right now. I'm gonna get mad.
Okay, let's make this one quick. Yeah, Amber Heard packed up off some shit. Y'all feel any quick way? About the quick situation?
You already dragged it like 5 times. I mean,
I know.
We knew that bitch was guilty, bro. I don't know what to say.
I'll just make it quick. It's just weird to me. Like, I understand high profile people is going to get a lot of coverage. But the amount of coverage that it got was surprising to me.
Yeah.
To this degree, where like people are blowing up from YouTube, getting 2 million concurrent live streams. That shit is crazy.
Like, I'm not trying to lives Johnny crazy. Depp clout, yeah. But I ain't know Johnny Depp was really like drawing for real. I'm like, damn. Hey,
niggas fuck with Johnny Depp, bro.
I fuck with Johnny Depp, but like, damn.
We getting back
everybody
to him,
talking about this shit.
I think a lot of it was a lot of.
Got my ranch, pussy.
a lot of it was a lot of people just bored. They've been waiting for stuff like this. You know, there's quite often always like some big court drama throughout the year, every year. And we haven't had that since the pandemic has been going on. So this is like the first one that we've been able to get back to and like come together communally. And then there's a bunch of like people that were like so ready to dunk on women. So they definitely had to watch. I hosted a space the day after everything got announced and everything like that. And as I was letting people up, one person I heard their comment was, "Hey, this is a great day for the men, fellas. Hey, we finally did it." Me, what like the fuck?
He's like that and nasty.
What are you talking
great
about?
Great day for men.
Great day for men.
Great day in men. Great day in men history, bro.
It's a great day that a man was not wrongfully accused of assault. That is
hey,
it.
Hey, man, we're safe out here, bro.
Like, what the? Yeah, like you're safe to hit women. What the fuck?
I can breathe.
Damn, right, I backhanded the bitch yesterday. Fuck. Like
I was nervous. I was nervous. Johnny Depp is giving me hope type shit and things of that nature.
A formal thing of that nature.
super chat. What's it called? So yeah, I think that's the quick one. Kevin Durant.
Oh, I'm playing Fight Night. I'm sorry.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see the views spike? Hey, LeBron, KD, go head ass.
Yeah, Kevin Durant. He got why into Kevin some. Nah, cause he finally G checked the bitch ass nigga that is known as Stephen A. Smith. I hate that nigga Stephen A. I ain't even gonna lie to
really?
You.
Wow.
Damn.
Stephen A.
be missing sometimes, but shit.
I should start opening more tabs that say like extreme porn.
Just having this search bar.
What's it called? Stephen A. says Steph Curry changed basketball for the
Stephen
better.
Stephen A. blocked.
Yes, I don't like him. I don't like Steven. Because they come with some dumb stuff. It's like, oh my God.
I just need that. Yeah, that fat ass red block, yo. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Hey, y'all know, y'all know Skip, y'all know Skip Bayless is blocked too. Like, come on.
You block.
I just don't block Skip. I just don't get blocked block. Like public figures.
Yeah,
like,
I can't block Skip.
Cause, bro, there's a couple of these basketball pages that I have blocked too. Cause I just don't want to hear the stupid take. Like, I don't want to hear the yo, it's time to have a discussion about Joe Johnson. Is it?
Are nah, the, them cool. Random Saturday Joe Johnson or Vince Carter debates. Like, hey, y'all bored?
Hey. We got to keep the memory of Jason Williams alive. Bro, one, he's not dead. Two, y'all, slam. Y'all post him every week, month. Bro.
Yo, no hey, cap, bro. Hey, there was it's not even that, but there was a space I was in 3 days ago. They were going crazy over a Jaylen Brown, Draymond Green debate. Yelling yeah, like, over each other.
Care about,
I don't know if you've been in a space with Wes lately, but his voice has been like extra raspy. It was because of that space, bro. Bro was yelling to kick for Jaylen Brown.
I was in that space. That shit was disgusting. I left pretty quick. I wasn't. All right, bro. I don't care that much, bro.
I don't know how y'all
stop disrespecting Jaylen Brown. Dang.
Jim. I don't know how y'all be in space every day. Can't do it. I can't block some people though. Oh my, like Skip.
I don't.
Skip is too funny. Skip will just say some shit. I'm like, come on, old man.
I think he was talking. It was one specific tweet where, like, again, because LeBron hasn't been in the playoffs, and I think he was talking about ice cream or something like that. And he made the time to lump LeBron into a tweet.
Yes, like that. That shit is just funny to me, bro.
Nah, I don't need.
So
to
he like strawberry crazy. Shortcake, like how he came up short in 2011. Not my goat. Never been my goat.
But anyway, Skip Bayless, he's been going back and forth with Kevin Durant. Shannon Sharpe has been going back and forth with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant says to Skip or Stephen A. I meant to say Stephen A. My theory is guys like Steve, Skip, and Shannon. Steve is nasty. Have changed the game for the worse. Players like Stephen and Michael can only push the game forward. Okay. I think he's talking about Stephen. Oh, Stephen. This is Stephen. Stephen. Yeah, I believe what? So. They can
what's
I
get take? Only
I and again, the take from Stephen A is Michael Jordan is responsible as much as anybody for changing the game for the worse. I don't know what specifically he said. This is like a 40-minute clip, so I'm not finna play it for us. But there's no basis for this. No matter what he says in this video, there is no basis for Michael Jordan making the game worse. There's wait, no basis. Yes.
Wait, there's it, no I, basis I was trying to read it. It says
yo, Eli clip, bro. Screen. Eli clip.
Go ahead. Oh my God. There's no basis for him saying that Stephen Curry has changed the game for worse. Like KD said, and I do agree with him. Stephen A, Skip, Shannon, all these people. You don't like Shannon Sharpe because his teeth fake. They make the game worse. They have changed the game for worse. Stephen A. rebuts, ... News for you, KD Trey 5. We ain't going any damn place. For every Stephen A. Smith, Skip, Shannon Sharpe, and others, there's thousands more coming down the pike. We're not going away. We multiply. Sorry. Again, this is him ignoring the fact Rudy said tag your man.
Skip Bayless. Shout out Rudy.
That is weird.
Yeah, could he not find it? Did he try to search Skip gave up and said fuck it, bro? Skip.
Nah. I ain't gonna lie though, Stephen A has been extra defensive lately. I think there was one clip JJ Redick was on for his take, and they were just talking about new media. If you've seen Draymond Green's Twitter, he's been talking about the new media a lot. And there's been multiple times already where Stephen A's been defensive of old media, talking about we're not going anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't get rid of us, you know, stuff like that. So I feel like there is some level of insecurity with Stephen A. Smith. But at least when it pertains to what KD said, I think ESPN and social media, yeah, I'm gonna be honest, it's just the bigger culprit here. You know, we want content every fucking day, every hour, every second. And Stephen A. Smith is tasked to provide a lot of that content for ESPN. So he's going to have bad takes a lot now because of how much they overuse him. So, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and then you'll get a comment like this kind of where then he's the birth man of fucking other platforms. It's just like he can't win. He can't win. If he goes off the face of content for like a week, now it's like, where's Stephen A? Where's Stephen A? You even see it on YouTube, right? Where if you don't upload in 2 days, people lose their shit.
Yeah.
So it's fucked up. It's fucked up. And I understand his insecurity. But at the same time, some of the shit he says is just like, oh, wow. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that if I had to talk about sports every goddamn day.
To be honest with you, the conversations he has, though, is like, they happen. It's just he has a platform. So it's, I wouldn't.
Yeah, there's a bunch of producers
behind the scenes setting up every segment, what questions to ask, and they just sit there and answer. Like, he probably has input to what, you know, some segments are, but at the end of the day, you know, there's producers in the back and on that shit. So.
And all of us would agree, people don't know what kind of content they want anyway. You would think nobody would give a shit about that. What was y'all saying? Draymond and Jaylen Brown? Yeah, you would think nobody give a shit about that, but then if that was on television, people are pissed. So it's like what the fuck? You know, like, he can't win. So
my only thing is like, and I actually think that they are fearful, Stephen A. and Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. I remember when like people, you know, people stopped doing interviews and stuff like that, and like the Jackie McMullins and shit, the people of that nature, they started to get real offended. And I can see that now with what's going on in today's day and age, where they're not only not talking to you, they're up and starting different platforms without you completely. Mm-hmm. I think that the only reason that they still go on there is to push their own shit. Like, I think JJ is on there to push his own podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got real lucky that JJ didn't use this to just, like, and granted, he still uploads on his podcast, but if JJ was either A, plugging his podcast crazy, or B, was just a temporary guy there and went right back to the podcast, that could have been bad.
I think he goes on there, not, and again, I don't think it in a malicious way. He goes on there, hey, I'm going to come over here, dunk on you real quick, and then you're going to be, oh, shit, I want to hear more JJ Redick. He's dunking on these guys. He's making more sense. He knows basketball. And now you're turning to his podcast, the Pivot Podcast. What's it called? The I Am Athlete, the Knuckleheads Podcast. You're turning to all these things as opposed to, oh, well, let me hear what Skip Bayless has to say, or Stephen A. has to say, Shannon Sharp has to say. Who are them niggas on Fox for football? Michael Strahan and
Tony Kornheiser.
No. I'm talking about the ones that do the Sunday football games.
Oh,
I'm drawing.
Irvin still do it?
Yeah, Michael Irvin.
Mm-hmm. No, he's on. I thought it was on CBS.
Is he?
With Joe
Brown. I don't know.
The old white quarterbacks that are on Fox.
John Elway.
Not John Elway. No. It's not.
I'm surprised these names are even coming up.
Sit this one out. Sit the football.
I'm trying.
Elway is an owner.
Yeah. Sit that one out.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, Jimmy Johnson, yeah, get them old guys pushing that narrative. Like, get those guys out of there, bro. Like, it's time. Let me get the rest of these in here. Chris says, as a person who used to defend KD somewhat for his move, he makes me hate him more and more every day. Anyways. Omar, is Lowe really your brother? I don't even know how you got that from what we just saw from Kevin Durant. I thought KD was like speaking out on them. They do make it worse. They truly do make basketball discourse worse. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Half of it's not their fault, but the other half, yeah. Because you.
Who?
You,
it's. Get, you, oh, I guess
you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to own what you put out there, kind of like how us, if like the one thing, and I was gonna bring it up off air to for word. Souls and Sage especially. Let alone, yeah, word of the dog. See, that's how I know I'm spitting. But like for us, for our podcast, but especially on Souls and Sage, whenever we have a clip, I don't know if y'all check the short comments, but a lot of times things without explanation, people will take and they just run with saying we don't know this, or we're talking about some bullshit there. And
you
it's just
the
like,
short comments.
I do, and you is that I'm you shouldn't
get a,
you
sh- get, a you job. Should, get a job,
and that's
man.
What I'm saying. You really should. It's my job. You should not check them, because that's where, like, I'd have to imagine Stephen A and Skip dealing with their 2-hour show and getting a 6-minute video put out. And that 6-minute video is fucking their whole take up and shit.
So. I think the thing to combat that though is like Skip Bayless and Stephen A have self-admitted like, yo, we're really in control of our shows. I think Stephen A was recently on the Pivot podcast. He was like, yo, you know, we have the liberty to take a what's supposed to be 10-minute segment and make it a 56-minute segment if it's getting enough conversation. So they can get their points off. Us on this podcast, I'll be telling people that us on this podcast, it will have to be a 3-hour podcast in order for us to really get it off. We don't have that time. In a shorts is 60 seconds maybe. You don't have all that time. And they can make it that much time. They can make it that much time. And then Stephen A can get his black ass up, go to his radio show, talk about the same shit, and then get his black ass up and then go watch NBA on ESPN and say the same stuff. I'm not trying to hear that he don't got time to get a real point across. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, it's I'll say that's a fair point. Then again, media perception, we already know how shit goes. You could explain it 5 times. Someone hear you say it wrong the first time, they jump on it anyway. But I'd say the other reason I say it's not all their fault is because they're not responsible for what other people will say based off of their take. So let's say you think Stephen A. spitting today. And you have like a million subs on YouTube. You make up your own video. And it's basically air horning with Stephen A. Even you play a clip of Stephen A. Now you're making Stephen A look like something. Now you're making Stephen A's message echo even further out. And it's just like, I'm not responsible for that nigga basically interpreting what I said, maybe slightly differently or some shit like that. Like, I just feel it's a lot of responsibility to say they ruined it. I think NBA media in general and NBA fans in general just don't know what they want. More so than those three solo squatting, but
Sage want to be Stephen A. That's
what I don't. I used to. I don't. I kind of like this YouTube thing.
Yes, Chris, I am Lowe's brother, by blood, no Crip shit. Blood brother, same mom, same dad. Because I know, you know, people think that about us blacks. Anyway, Nico says, I'm still waiting for a basketball YouTuber to get on First Take and debate Stephen A. Hopefully someone like Rusty or Lowe.
They never.
Yeah. When Max left, didn't they have like some contest or like, message us?
It was very
Did anyone ever like come on that was normal?
They had some people come on, but it was very intentional. A content creator wouldn't get picked on there, and rightfully so.
They're going to get Mike Krzemba every time.
I'm dead, but they were like literally they would never risk a content creator getting on there and shutting them up.
See this week the NBA account was holding some spaces with Korzemba was one of them, and
I did see that
Ben Taylor, LG35. Okay,
shout out to them.
I never ever bring this up. Let me say to that, it is getting better though because they let the Dunked On guys call games on League Pass, so it's getting some traction. I don't know. We don't bring up 199 once. I have to bring this one up. How many years after graduate are you allowed to go to high school parties? Now, you didn't graduate with this type of typing. You did not.
No way, bro.
But
one year max. After that, nigga,
a semester. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
a semester.
It's what like, huh?
If you haven't adapted to college culture and have your own friend group by your second semester, nah.
Yeah, are y'all talking about strictly somebody in college?
If you're out of high school
in general, but me personally, I've been to a high school party and a college party. And I'm not trying to sound like a frat boy or no shit like that, but it is.
Yeah, there's levels difference. To these bezels.
It's a difference, and you can see it 5 seconds walking in, and if you're telling me that you're like, I want to see some high school jump versus, crazy. That's crazy. That's all I'm gonna say.
Now, mind you, one semester is already pushing it, so
hella pushing it. After you graduate that summer, that like you graduate high school or whatever, you can go to those parties or whatever. After that, bro,
you're an adult. Parties, you're 18, buddy.
Like, come on,
you're
pops. Adult.
Go to the club, bro.
I'm saying you can literally go to the club now. Have fun.
Roots and Senate says Broncos all the way.
We did bring up quarterbacks. I'm not even mad at that.
And that's that. Let me see. Is somebody in the chat? Okay, nobody in the chat is caping for that. Hey, Q&A is down there.
Pinned in the comments.
Pinned in the comments. Let's bring some of these people up. Bro. Yo, what up, Muppet?
Like, is it a villager? Like a Minecraft villager. What's a good game?
Yo, yo, yo.
Looks like a goldfish. Oh.
Dinkleberg.
Thanks a lot, Omar. Thanks a lot for that. Did y'all see the Umar video?
I'm sorry.
Dr. Umar, when he was at the Chipotle with that white woman?
That one?
Yeah. Apparently,
haven't personally.
Apparently, people are making a big fuss about it since Omar, you know, is a big advocate for the black community.
Why you keep almost saying Omar though? I don't like that you're almost saying Omar.
I said Omar.
It sounds like you're saying Omar.
I said Umar.
Some said Urkel McCullough.
Umar. It's like he moaning your name. Say like Omar.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I said Omar. She's thinking nasty. Nasty nigga.
I think it's crazy because Umar can talk to white folks. I don't know. That's can he not?
All right, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Now I'm paying attention. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
I don't even know the video y'all are referencing.
Yeah,
some video of him talking to a white girl, and apparently people were like, oh, he got caught, apparently. But
he can't talk to white girls. Just
exactly. People say, oh, he's a big advocate for the black community, but as soon as he get caught talking to someone outside his race, now people all of a sudden are coming at him with his own
I don't think Omar has an opinion on this. I don't know. He's not really answering.
He doesn't.
I was saying.
No.
He can talk to white people. I don't think he's
done that. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
It's Aubrey. Right.
Bye, Stefan.
So that went fun.
Yo.
Oh my God.
What up?
Yo, where's KB? Hold on. Before you speak, yo, KB. I need you to get up here, bro. We need some answers.
Crying. I'm sorry.
We need to know who the real Canadian is in the community.
It's Parker. Forgot about Parker.
Oh, yeah, Parker is. Oh, never mind. KB's not even.
He's not even top three.
Damn. Drake is in there, too. Drake. Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask your question.
First off, Dom, thanks for not changing up on the Warriors on 5, man. A lot of people have been changing that up lately. And ESPN coming out with the 14% for the Warriors.
Hey, it's literally a stat. That's a stat, bro.
I remember you saying, hey, when the Celtics are favorites, things end up going wrong. So you said those words. I remember that as well.
Yeah, that's literally one stat from one source that has
I know. The Celtics. But still, like, it's still something that, like, really that low. Anyways, the question that I have is, I know, I remember hearing from Sage that he does not care for defensive rating. I personally don't care either. But how much validity do you guys give it? Because it is still a stat. It's the first question to like another one.
I feel like I'm a all stats matter kind of guy. You just got to use them in the right context.
What's that? You talking about?
Defensive rating.
Oh yeah, fuck that.
See, I figured he'd have that answer to it.
My stat is, does he have that dog in him?
Right. The reason that I say that is because a lot of people do talk about Curry being weak defensively. But the defensive player of the year, Marcus Smart, had a defensive rating of 107. Curry finished with 108. And like I'm saying, that he's gotten better defensively, and even in these playoffs, Curry, outside the eight foot from the rim, he's kept a 33% field goal percentage on his opponents, and if you take into account inside the paint, where obviously he lacks because he allowed 56%, in total he let his opponents average 39%. So the reason that I point these stuff out is because a lot of people, like, for example, when the reporter said that as when he asked Curry, that's a two-way player, and like everyone was surprised to hear that. Curry has become that, in my opinion, now. He's gotten better at defending.
A two-way player?
Two-way is a reach.
Really?
He's an average defender. That's a good day for him.
Yeah, they attack him, and he keeps – and they've attacked him during the playoffs, and he's kept them under 40%.
Two-way is a reach. Two-way is an insane reach, bro. But he's cool on defense. I don't think anybody thinks that he's just a chair anymore.
He's not a chair. He's not Trae Young level. He's not John Morant level.
Damn.
But two-way is – I thought you weren't a Trae Young fan.
I'm just saying. The Hawks not in
the playoffs. I'm about to say 7-7, right?
I'm just saying, 7-7 on my body.
Most of it comes from him being a solid team defender. Like, if it, as a team defender, he's solid for sure.
Right.
Can I get that?
We're saying that. We agree with you. He just can't be two way.
Dom can't hide, bro. Dom can't hide.
Stop leaving that chat, bro. Stop leaving that chat.
Abner, I appreciate you.
Appreciate it, bro.
Let me get.
Motherfucker said, give me the Aki way, bro. I died.
Shut up. You see the vibes. Yes, sir.
You bought a Celtics hat? You bought a Celtics hat?
No, I've had it. No, it's because I don't wear hats because I normally have big hair, but I cut it.
You cut your hair off? Hey. Why you cut your hair off?
Honestly, I felt like it. I just felt like it.
Don't mind them, bro. Don't mind.
It was just long. When you have a big head of hair, it's like you have a second pillow while you're sleeping, so it hurts the neck.
Understandable. But, facts.
I was actually watching the peer-to-peer podcast, specifically the ones that you two were on, 158 and then 160. Oh, fuck. First off,
the number.
I wrote it down. I had him, but you were talking about. I think Beasles. You were talking about how like basketball. NBA YouTube videos don't really need to have like that crazy thumbnails, or at least that was what the meta was. Has that changed since then or?
No, it's about the same. There's actually like a couple of channels I've looked at. They've gained like 40,000-50,000 views, subs in like 2 months, getting millions of views on their videos. Mm-hmm. All simple thumbnails. They look like screenshots from the game, and they edit it so that it just portrays whatever the title is perfectly, and they do numbers. So
I will tell you this, the meta now, black picture, black screen, white words on it.
What?
That's the thumbnail meta.
All right. Yeah, I'm getting cooked right now. They said broke out two black eyes. Baljeet Nigavarian. That's a good one.
I got him two black eyes too.
All right, get out of here.
Sean C.
Let's do like two more.
You know you ain't do the porn intro, bro. Nah, you ain't hit the porn intro, bro. We stopped that at 10K. Hell nah.
I see you down there.
Nah, stop. Nah, we stopped that shit, bro.
You're muted.
That shit is in the past, Drake.
Shit. I was muted the whole time. Fuck, my bad.
What's up, bro? What's up?
Yo, you got a lot of beard.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that shit, man.
That shit look like it's covering all your face almost. Damn.
Oh, yeah. This shit get wild sometimes. But first of all, Warriors in six. And I do have a feeling that Curry is going to win MVP. It may not happen, but... I'm just throwing my heart out there. Hopefully it happens because he fucking needs one. But anyways, my question that I was going to ask is, I can't take Domo seriously.
Ask it.
if you can get a free ring to any NBA player who should have won a ring, whether they got stunted by injury, bad team, whatever the case may be, if you give a free ring to any NBA player who deserves it, to help their legacy or whatever, top 10, whatever, who would you give it to? Charles Barkley. I'd give it to Derrick Rose because he deserved to win a ring. He needed to win a ring. But Charles, that's just me.
I don't understand this, the idea behind like anybody deserves anything.
No. Okay. I understand. When I say deserve, I mean, like somebody who should have won a ring because of their ability, but outside factors stopped them from winning a ring. Like, for example,
Derrick Rose wasn't going to win a ring, though.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, Derrick Rose was the type of player I would have liked to see win a ring because he was just a monster when he was just not injured. But because injuries fucked him over.
If that's the case, Josh Smith.
Okay.
Nah, it's Jerry Westbrook. Answer Jerry Westbrook.
Okay.
He got a ring.
If it has to be players with zero rings, it's Josh Smith.
Oh, it got to be someone with a donut. Oh
yeah, yeah, like a Chris Paul, like a Reggie Miller,
Ivan Johnson, Ivan Johnson,
Perry Jones gets my vote. Me, I'm voting Perry Jones.
Sebastian Telfair, Sebastian Telfair, they did him dirty.
Someone said Earl Sweatpants.
listen, you're getting cooked. We will see you later, buddy.
All right.
Last one.
Yeah, the boy looked at that non-sharp. Oh,
said,
oh, got the read.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's go. First off, Celtics in four. Hell yeah.
In four is crazy.
Nah. My question is, what does Steph really have? I mean, don't get me wrong, great three shooter, but I mean, the Celtics have the best D in the league. In my opinion.
Ayo, bro. Ayo.
Warriors have better D by far. I don't think that Boston D competes with that Golden State Bay Area D. I think Bay Area has like top five D in the nation.
Chad is cooking tonight, bro. This is crazy. Oh, man.
That's all Jack White. No way. Jack White.
Oh man, yeah, no, the Celtics defense is gonna be crazy. Hopefully. But never know with the Warriors, bro. So they can go off for 12 points in a minute just like that.
I'm getting trashed in the chat, so I'm gonna peace out.
All right, Santa.
Bye, Daddy.
On Action Bronson.
let me go through these real quick. King Soda says, Yo Doom, is that deal cash still on with the new cam? I don't know.
Who the fuck is doing?
You, I guess. I don't know. YT Morant on the podcast. Oh, am I T Morant?
What?
Who's T Morant?
I don't get it.
Oh, it's Jaws' dad. They're saying you're Jaws' dad with the glasses, I guess. That's trash. I ain't gonna lie.
That shit hit, bro. I felt it.
I'd be on that. Paradox says, what was that?
Black stats matter. He got that dog in him. Okay. He got that dog in him. Ronnie 2K?
Nah, Ronnie 1K was funny. 2K is okay.
And I think that might be the last super chat. Y'all be scrolling on my mouse. The way that I be scrolling on my mouse is the way I be scrolling on clits. No cap.
Oh, okay. So you literally get your girl to lay down.
Yo, this nigga looks little. Why you look little?
Oh my god, your face is sucking itself in.
Why y'all on that?
This is crazy. How you doing, bro? How you doing, bro?
Ain't on shit.
Hurry up. My camera's about to die. What's your question?
My bad. So I'm a young nigga, right? I've been watching y'all for a minute and shit. Clearly. Like, relax. Get off my dick. But I'm a young nigga. But I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
Just turned 20. All that okay. With the group. Should I keep it going if it's worth it?
Yes. Do you like her?
I'm going to tell you this. The fact that you're asking this question makes me like, you don't like her.
Do you like her?
Y'all don't like her right now. Like, y'all the main. I was like, shit.
Bye-bye.
I'm mad. He's at her Discord's house? Up. He's at her house?
Oh. Asking that question?
Nah, that's crazy.
That nigga's about to do a prank.
I'm at her house right now.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Should I just leave?
That nigga's about to, all right, bro. That nigga's about to fucking lie. Said,
do I? He asked us, does he fuck with her? Yeah, anyway, this has been a great...
He had a camera one, 100%.
great rendition of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, the only podcast where we podcast. I had a good time. Damo, think about it, people.
Deuces, man, I'm doing good. I thought he was doing a dick sucking face. I tried to catch him. But
get Larry out of here. Get Larry out of here.
There he is. There
he would literally suck dick to get on television. That
Sage, say goodbye to the people.
I'll see y'all later. I don't care tonight.
be diddly doodah.
Bye guys. Love y'all.
Nice game, Obama. Kiss these.